Stacy Salazar, a visual artist, educator, and researcher, is in the studio today to talk about the work she recently presented to Cache Valley educators. So Salazar, could you tell me about some of the main challenges that are facing art educators today?
There are a number of cultural challenges in educating artists today. The obvious one might be just education in the arts and the struggle to advocate for support, financial and otherwise. The other factors that play into educating artists today are things such as the increasingly diverse undergraduate student body. According to the U.S. Census, in a couple of decades, the students or young people under the age 18 will comprise 50% of the U.S. population.
With so many different challenges, did you find yourself drawn to one challenge that you wanted to address?
That is a challenge of community. It's very well documented in the research and education, in learning and teaching, that a sense of community contributes to the learning experience. So there are certain kinds of things that are historically in higher ed are kind of pedagogical practices, like, let's say, the lecture, where the professor does the talking and there isn't necessarily a sense of community in the sense that students might not know even each other's names or much about one another. Yet these are the people that are going to be creating the culture of tomorrow.
Yeah, and what did you talk about in your lecture about how to approach the increased diversity in students and creating community for them?
The importance of variety in the classroom experience, safety, that creativity in particular involves risk-taking, and to take risks, you need to feel as though it's a safe place to take risks and you're not going to, a perceived failure isn't going to just ruin everything. That the professors should encourage dialogue, finding ways to build into the experience in the classroom, opportunities for students to talk to one another, to have opportunities to explore things, not to know for sure how, for instance, clay ought to be handled. At times, put clay in front of someone and see what happens. And that can be incredibly engaging, and it also allows a sense of discovery for the learner. And finally, releasing control, that the professor can find ways to become a facilitator and a catalyst and not take the position of controlling the learning.
You've shared a lot about how to help the students. What would you like to see happen among art educators?
Sharing what is special about visual arts education with those outside our field, and also helping artists and designers to articulate in words what they do that's special so that we can help everyone understand the value of arts education today.
Speaking with Stacy Salazar on her research on arts education, for Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.